This episode of the Hard Drive DL is brought to you by our friends at Napa Auto Parts. Conquer the job with Napa know-how.
You're listening to Hard Drive DL, available at harddriveradio.com or download the Hard Drive Radio mobile app.
Greetings and welcome to Hard Drive DL, the Hard Drive Radio broadcast. I am Paulie Walnuts, and I'm so happy you've decided to join us today for our final podcast episode of 2017. Man, it's been a heck of a run, and we've had a lot of fun putting these together, and I hope you've had a lot of fun listening to them and listening to some of your favorite bands and maybe being introduced to some new artists that you don't know. Speaking of new artists, I want to introduce you to Dead Girls Academy. Singer Michael Orlando took some time to talk with our host, Lou Brutus, about the band and what's going on and what it's all about. Take a listen.
I'm Lou Brutus. Time to get you plugged in on the world-famous hard drive, and I am joined on the phone by Michael Orlando, singer for Dead Girls Academy. Michael, nice to talk to you. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I appreciate you having me on.
No, it's a pleasure. First of all, I think if you give us some background on the formation of Dead Girls Academy, and I suppose we go back a year or two to the breakup of your former band, Vampires Everywhere, and then sort of roll the story forward.
Yeah, sure. I've been in Vampires for over, I wouldn't say 7 years, and it was kind of my baby. You know, it kind of encompassed everything I wanted to be as a rock musician. And you know, we went through so many different trials and tribulations with it. I wanted to end everything on the right note and just say a farewell with a final tour and a final album. And I did all that, and then I decided, it was time to move on musically, get myself involved into something that was a little bit different, a little bit more melodic. So, you know, I got with my best friend, Ronnie. He's with Falling Reverse, and he said that it would help me write an album that would represent what I'm trying to achieve musically and try to bring me more into a melodic zone of thinking. And so Dead Girls Academy was formed from that. And, that's where it sits today. And that's, again, we are still in the process of recording this melodic, in my opinion, best album that I've ever made.
Excellent. If you would set up the tune that we do have, which is I'll Find a Way. What can you say about it?
It's actually my favorite track off the record, too. It's a song about hope, but at the same time, it's a song about figuring yourself out. I struggle personally. I know a lot of people do with their inner demons, always doubting themselves, always trying to figure themselves out. So this song just it kind of gives you a bit of light at the end of the tunnel, showing that you can get through it.
If you would, let's talk about the video. It was co-produced, co-directed by Ronnie Radke, who I know worked with you on the music. Tell me about the shoot for it. Tell me about the effects for it, some of which are really, really cool.
It's really, really cool. It's actually very nostalgic for me. My first video in Vampires Everywhere was shot and directed by Scott Henson. So it was awesome to have him come back, the first video for my new project. And me and Ronnie had an amazing idea, a conceptual idea of battling your own demons and starting it all off with a bang, if you will, the gun showing just a whole different side of myself than anyone's ever seen. And I think metaphorically speaking, it shows you with my internal battle with myself throughout the video. And I think Scott Henson did an amazing job putting together the graphics, making that kind of internal demon object come to life on the screen and really put everything together to make it very understandable for the audience. Conceptually, we didn't want to do it in a desert. We didn't want to do anything like that. We wanted to do something just a tidbit more different, even though it is in a warehouse, but it is it's definitely different from what I'm used to in the past, and I'm very proud of that.
I'd like to find out where you are on the rest of the album and where you've been recording and what the day-to-day stuff has been like for it, though.
It's great. Actually, we have a house over there in the Hollywood Hills. We had an extra room, so we actually converted that into the studio for all of the writing and all of the tracking. It's been a lot easier recording there, and a lot of good vibes. Nothing where I'm feeling like I have to go in somewhere and knock something out quickly and we're on a time schedule. It was definitely a lot easier going down the hall and being creative. As of right now, we actually finished all of the tracking for the record. we're just now waiting on giving it to the mixing guy, which is Elvis Basquette, who's done a lot of amazing stuff and also mixed the first five songs which will make up the LP. So this will be a whole body of work mixed by Elvis. So I'm very excited.
You know, you mentioned Elvis, and he's worked on so many amazing records. What is it about a guy like that who makes them so good at the behind-the-scenes stuff? Like, what is it I know he, like, twiddles knobs and stuff, but what is it that he sort of brings to the table that makes him stand head and shoulders above so many other people?
He just has a feel for the music. You know what? Some people are just born with an ear and a feeling and a touch. And he has that. He has that all wrapped into one, and he really understands what the sounds should sound like, even if that makes sense. He gives that whole idea of an encompassed body of work, and, you know, just putting the vocals in the right spot, making everything sound like one unified project. So I mean, he has a magic touch for sure.
Now tell me how you guys ended up getting signed, because I think you had hit the road without a contract and then ended up with one before you got home.
Yes. Initially, Ronnie was kind enough to, you know, introduce the band kind of to the world, if you will, on that tour. And that was a giant tour for us. You know, it had Motionless and White and Issues, and it was just a big, big opportunity for us. So we took part on that tour, you know, DIY, and it was phenomenal. We did way better than we ever could have expected. And I ended up meeting, through all that, Chris, who is now my manager, who introduced Dead Girls over to Victory. And it's been amazing so far.
Michael, in a previous conversation, you had mentioned the passing of your dad. And tell me how that affected you and how maybe it showed up in some of your music.
Oh man, I don't know like everyone else, but I don't deal with death well, and I kind of bottle everything up, and I eventually just let it all out in one big volcano type eruption, and I think more or less it indirectly hit notes to everybody that I was around, whether it be Ronnie, whether it be, you know, my family at that point. I was just kind of at odds with myself. And I think that definitely had to, you know, indirectly affect how everything was written, how everything came across, the vibes for sure. I mean, I ended up going to the bottle, of course, to try to get through it. And, you know, it was a long thought process, but it all ended up where I think he'd be proud of the products that I'm making. So I'm stoked on that.
I'm assuming he got to see your previous band, Vampires Everywhere. Was he happy for the success, or was he one of those parents who's like, my son's in a rock band, his face and hair look fine, like, you know, what was the vibe there?
He's an old school guy from New York, and, you know, at times, you know, I'm sure he wished that was more of a professional football player than a rock musician. But he was definitely proud of the achievements, and he probably pretty astonished about the stuff that I was doing. Probably never would have thought I'd be doing that, seeing me grow up. So,
excellent. No, that's great. And again, you've persevered through some nasty things. I know you were in a pretty serious bus accident. I think it's coming up on about 10 years ago. Exactly what were, because that's all I know about it. So can you tell me any of the circumstances around that?
Yeah, for sure. We were hit by a drunk driver. Unfortunately, he was 28, going the wrong way on the main interstate in Miami.
Oh, geez.
And we head on collision, flipped our vehicle. We were rushed to intensive care, pretty much dead on arrival. They had to, you know, open trach me to get me to breathe again. I broke my entire face. It was a very long ordeal. It's something that, you know, I'll never forget in my entire life, and it definitely affected me in so many ways. Definitely affected the way I saw music, the way I thought about life, and it was crazy. It was like about a 3-year recovery as well. So it's just an ongoing thought.
Michael, who does a lot of the artwork and the other peripheral stuff to the music? And the reason I ask is, it's not often that I will go out of my way to buy a black t-shirt, because I literally have hundreds and hundreds of them. But whoever did that Raven design you guys have, give him a raise because that's a great piece of art. Who does all your stuff?
Well, there's an amazing guy over at Victory. His name is Brandon. I conceptualize the idea. I send that over to Brandon, and he kind of makes it come to life. I'm a very big believer merchandise should stand for something, and that Crow T-shirt is one of the four corners that you call in witchcraft. So I thought that'd be really cool to take one of those etchings and put it on a shirt and, have something that means something.
Thank you so much to Lou Brutus and, of course, Mike Orlando of Dead Girls Academy for that interview. We hope you enjoyed listening to it. I know I did. As always, if you want to know more about Hard Drive Radio, please check us out on the web at harddriveradio.com. Also on the socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Hard Drive Radio. We've also got a YouTube channel at Hard Drive Radio. You can check that out, all the awesome acoustic performances and interviews we've done. And we've got some really great ones in there, and especially from this past year. So go check them out. Until next time, wishing you and your loved ones a happy new year and all that jazz. I'm Paulie Walnuts. Thanks for listening to Hard Drive DL.
More episodes of Hard Drive DL at harddriveradio.com. Download the Hard Drive Radio mobile app and keep listening.